Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is, what's his name?
Yeah.
Otto Loos. And really, we had a great day, Otto. Between Monica and Bren.
A lot of action.
A lot of action, a lot of valuable information. And, you know, I repeat myself every week by saying, you know, it's Christina getting these categories and these subjects and then the speakers that can put it across. I mean, sometimes you can have a great subject, but if the person can't get across, you know, nicely what they're trying to say, these guys today were Bren with the diabetes and Monica with, and actually they go together very often. I mean, like she's saying, wake up, and if you're overweight and have that trunk issue, whatever she was talking about, you know, wake up. Take care of that trunk of yours.
Yeah, whatever.
One thing I want to correct. I started the show
the pity pot.
Pity pot, but don't forget to flush it.
Don't forget to flush it.
I was talking about calls coming into 311. It's 20,000 this year.
Oh, this year, yeah.
20 now. And I said
it's
50. Even, it's 20,000.
It's also, yeah, because since inception, I actually was just looking, it was like over 194,000.
Wow, okay.
But we'll definitely, because I'm going to be working on my updated SAR report for the supervisor for her state of the town. So
we'll
come in with all the amazing, amazing numbers.
They really are. It's unbelievable. And, of course, what's more unbelievable is we're at the Christina Lu show now.
That's right.
I mean, it's the high point of the week. And unfortunately, Christina has been dealing with her father this week, who was in the hospital. So, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff going on in her life right now. But she still manages to do this. Because I even said, if you want to do something different, she goes, no, I need some sort of normalcy in my life to move forward. So,
you know, it goes back to Monica Bennett earlier about the positive, trying to, even when things are down, trying to keep somewhat of a positive spin on things.
I know, and that's kind of my role in my family all the time. They do call me to say that I have fairy blood. So at all times, I need to, you know, yes. That's what my dad called me, as a little fairy. Yes. There's fairy blood, so I have to, you know, I got to keep it up.
This is my friend Christina Lu with the fairy blood.
So my dad calls me his little fairy, so I need to, you know, try and stay positive in times when it's difficult. And, you know, there was someone that we were talking to, too, and once we had this kind of positivity talk on, they're always saying that, you know, it's a lot harder to be that way. You know, it's a lot. I think, Otto, you might have even been there. You know, it's easier to be negative and say, oh, forget it, throw in the towel, I don't want to do it. You know, it takes work to overcome it and find, you know, the reasons to be positive.
Well, I think people don't understand that a lot of times. The facts are you work at being positive. Yeah. It doesn't just happen by because you were genetically born that way. A couple of people, maybe.
Yeah.
But for the most part,
you know. And those are the ones you usually want to slap.
Yeah, right.
They're a little too positive.
Yeah, they're too positive. How can that be? How can you be like that?
But, you know, I think it was definitely something beneficial. And the diabetes talk was informational. You know, I love when we're able to actually have a segment on, you know, and you can really walk away with these golden nuggets that we talk about, you know, that are concrete tips that, you know, anyone listening could actually apply into their lives. So
well, the point with diabetes is it's 100% avoidable.
Yeah.
You know, these people have to have, and I'm not knocking anybody. It's still willpower and everything else. You lose your foot and, you know, you feel terrible. But, you know.
Well, that's if you get to a
if you let it go that long. But then it's your own fault. And I don't mean it the way it sounds.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I mean, I'm sure there are cases where no matter what you do, you
100%.
Yeah, and I think that falls also into the type 1 kind of category, you know, because people are born, you know, with it. But with this type 2 diabetes, you know, because my mom and my dad are both always told, you know, that and my grandfather was always told they were diabetic.
They used to call it, I think, adult onset diabetes.
Yes, right.
Now it's type 2.
You know, because my mom just had a physical and they were saying, you know, they said, listen, medication will be avoidable if you're able to lose weight and do some diet stuff, you know. And I told her she damn well better because I can't I can't handle it.
You can't have one in the other bed now.
That's right. But, you know, I think it is something that is important, you know, just the decisions you make. And, you know, so much of this does boil down to portion control every time we have these nutritionists on, you know, because I'm a firm believer in, you know, if you want like a little treat, it's one thing, you know, just don't eat the whole row of cookies, you know.
Well, you know, life is made up.
That's why they make a row.
Life is made up of choices.
I agree.
You make choices along the way, and sometimes the choice isn't so hot, and you get lucky and you get through it, but if you make bad choices over and over again, you could end up with diabetes, yeah, which is not a good thing.
No, right, and right. It is horrible because, you know, like these things with these infections, you know, I've seen people, my friends, parents who have gone through it, you know, and it becomes this horrible thing that you're sucked down in, and it's very hard to get out of once you start getting these infections. And the mm-hmm. I mean, you always, you know, when you were brought up, I was thinking, that's what you always hear is your foot amputated, your leg amputated, right, right. You know, with diabetes. And unfortunately,
it happens.
It happens often, you mm-hmm. know, especially when you're not taking care of it. So I'm just glad that we were able to give some education out there. And
hopefully people will people listen.
Can,
right. And
all we can do is educate.
A couple
you know?
Of people that's will really... react and do
now,
something.
Now, obviously, this probably Christina won't like this idea, but, you know, we have the mammogram van. We have the blood pressure. We should have a foot van.
A foot van.
To check
the feet.
Yeah.
You know.
I actually want to get a podiatrist back. We had on many years ago, but I think that's a good topic to have on.
I had no idea that you'd pay yeah. attention to something like that you'd say, oh, my God,
maybe
are you okay?
Yeah. Maybe we ought to have, like, over at Clinton Martin Park, people come in, they take their shoes and socks off, and everybody's with no shoes and socks.
At the holiday party.
Seems like a great time at the holiday party.
Foot
absolutely.
Inspection.
Yes.
Okay. What's going on in the town?
You know, we were just talking during the break, actually, Otto and I, about the wonderful conference that we had. We're still actually getting calls.
It was great.
From people just saying how informational and wonderful it was. And Otto, you were there.
I was there. I thought it was excellent. It was a good job by all. Much better, frankly, than some of the couple of the past ones. Not that they weren't mm-hmm. good either, but this one was exceptionally good.
The venue was perfect.
Yes, it was.
That makes it. It really does.
You know, it was. It was just right. You know, they could talk without everybody interfering, you know, the speakers.
Yes.
In the past, there was a couple of venues where the speaker would be up speaking and there were 100 people having their own right. conversation right. in the back, and that doesn't go over too good.
No, and I really think, you know, because I was running around that day trying to make sure everything was running smooth in different rooms, and in that speaker room too, what I thought was really wonderful is that, you know, we had three different panels, and through each panel
I didn't stay. The panels were in that big room,
yeah,
just one after the
room.
Other.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
The first panel we had was kind of the introduction. We had Fran Green and Gail Kirshenbaum, who discussed kind of, you know, accepting, you know, your baggage and how you move on, you know, really. It was their kind of thing, which actually kind of fit into this Monica Bennett's idea of things. So we opened it that way, and they were both, you know, really wonderful. I mean, Fran is just, she gets her point across, and she's hilarious while doing it as well. And we'll actually have Fran back on the show in a month or so.
I'm going to be there. I'm
that's right.
Forward.
She requested
be there?
Otto. You know,
actually, I met her.
Yes.
And it was with
yes,
you.
Yes.
It was with you
yes,
this
she
time.
Requested Otto
we
to come back.
Discuss flirting.
Yeah. Flirting. Right. Yes. She was very impressed with Otto's flirting skills.
Yeah, right.
You left together right after the show.
Yeah, yeah right.
That's right. Don't get bunny. Bunny, let bunny get mad. But, you know, we opened with that, and that was really wonderful. Then we had on this integrative health topic, which is really important. And it's kind of the wave of how medicine and care is going. You know, it's really about combining all these pieces. It's not just, you know, going to the doctor. It's kind of, you know, the yoga and all these other different things that really can help, you know, balance out your situation. So that was the second one. Then the third one we had was about Medicare updates, because that's always the source of confusion. It's a really difficult thing about these different plans and what you really need. So Family and Children's Association is always wonderful, the HICAP program, talking about that. And we had on the wonderful Ron Fatula, who talked about kind of community Medicaid and planning beyond that, which I think a lot of people, you know, hear the word Medicaid and just immediately shut down. Right. Oh, I don't need that, you know. But he really explained, you know, how it is beneficial to you, and it doesn't mean, you know, and the different things that qualify. So it was really great to see, too, is that after all they did their presentations, they either had a table or they were in the hallway, and you would see just swarms of people asking questions to them after, and I think it was great. And on top of that, going on, we had this expo filled with, I mean, amazing. I didn't even get to really walk around the expo.
I did.
I'm actually mad I didn't, because I heard there was a lot of great giveaways that I'm
oh, really?
Upset that I missed.
No, I did walk around, and it was very, very
nice. I think it was
done.
A diverse group
what
of people.
What was great about also with the venue, in the past a couple of times, it was kind of cramped.
Yes.
And it was very tight, and it was difficult to walk through the aisles. Mm-hmm. Here there was some space.
Yeah, you'll have to laugh, because in the setting up, you know, we were sitting there, Kim and I were trying to, you know, pretend like we were in there and feel the comfortability.
Okay.
And
no, that worked
because
out.
That was really
it,
taking
and it was quieter in there too.
Yes, it
because,
was.
Because, you know, other times it's too noisy.
Yeah.
And here walking around, because I just, there I walked through. And people were talking to people, but you couldn't hear what they were saying. You could have a conversation.
And I think what was really wonderful, too, is, you know, when people were walking out, I was sitting there and a lot of, you know, seniors would come up to me or people that were at the expo. And what was so nice is they all said, you know, this was just different for them. I mean, they go to millions of these.
Right.
And what was wonderful is that the project, you know, not to toot North Hempstead's horn, but those seniors really were engaged. They said they weren't just about the free giveaways on the table. You know, they were actually came
but that didn't
with
hurt.
Questions. I mean, yeah, that was a bonus.
And the lunch.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Right. You know, they really asked. And, you know, and I think that's also because Project Independence and North Hempstead in general, really, we have so much information. We're constantly giving information out. And I think that our members are more prepared, you know, and it's, you know, we've been around for, you know, over 10 years now. And I think it's, you know, a lot of these things are starting to sink in, which makes us feel good that, you know, it's just a wonderful thing. And the event was great. So every 2 years we'll do it.
I've had in the last month probably 3 or 4 personal situations where people know I've been involved with Project Independence. And you don't realize what you've learned.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm able to communicate with people and help them out.
Yeah.
On a lot of fronts, really.
No, and I think that's so important, you know, Otto, because, you know, even from, you know, you've been with the program from the beginning. And, you know, this neighbors helping neighbors kind of concept is really, and that's what we've learned, too, is that word of mouth really gets the point across the most. You know, you could drill it home, but when you have someone who, you know, has this knowledge and you are on a friendly basis with them, you're, like, serving as the ambassador. And able to do that. And I think that's what's so important about Project Independence. You know, we give the information and people are able to go change other.
Share
it's like a whole
it.
Amazing domino effect, which I think is what makes a program successful and, you know, so unique too. So.
Right.
See, one of the things I learned, and I haven't done a thing about it, but this Tai Chi, is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That came up a number of times at the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to look into that.
Yeah.
Apparently it
because
is
what's really great
something
about,
to be said about
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Well, that's what, you know, it's a lot of, you know, we offer Tai Chi exercise classes or some of our exercise classes. And then we also, the fall prevention we have at Winthrop also sometimes combines a little bit of the Tai Chi as well. But I think it's really wonderful. We actually, the Tai Chi instructors are so great too. They're very, very zen. And
okay.
You know, but there's definitely a lot of benefits as well. So, and I think it's great because Project Independence, we're constantly evolving and trying to stay with the times about these new different trends and different things that are going on. So that certainly is a part of it.
I heard one the other day that was pretty mind-boggling, and that is there are now pills that you're going to take and they're being approved.
Watch what you say.
No, this is a pill that will be digital. And the doctor will be able to tell that you took the pill. The basic concept that I read is that when the pill hits the stomach fluids,
right.
It will send a signal to a wireless device that you will wear, and that device will communicate to your doctor with certain critical medications that people do have to take.
Right, right.
And the doctor's going to be able to know whether you took it or not.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Well, we're going to have to take a break. Yeah. I don't need
on
to do a pill for that. Right, on that sci-fi note. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.